Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX, now playing, and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Whoa, okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite, great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
It was Tom Brady being Tom Brady again. Buccaneers took down the Rams, and a fourth quarter drive led by Brady. And going into the season, I think we looked at this and said, that could be maybe an NFC title game preview. Teams have failed to live up to expectations. And now you start to look at these so-called Super Bowl contenders. I look at the Buccaneers, they're in a bad division. It feels like what's going on in the NFC West, you know, the Niners are for real, but that's a game that is going to come back and haunt the Rams. If they don't make the playoffs, they might look at this game and go, that cost us. Well, there's reasons why that cost them. They are 29th in scoring offense this year. Offensive line is a mess. They no longer have Von Miller to put pressure on the quarterback. They were top five in sacks last year. Now they're the bottom half of the league this year. The NFC West is still open for the taking, but we know Seattle is a quality team, and we know San Francisco has as many weapons as anybody, but you're starting to think that Super Bowl hangover is real for the LA Rams. Didn't understand the coaching philosophy, strategy, the logic. You have to take away the sidelines with Tom Brady. You want to force them to catch the ball over the middle and let the clock run. And you let Brady, it looked too easy. And I know we're accustomed to seeing Tom Brady, game on the line, 2 minutes to go. Yes, he's going to win this game. There was never a doubt. Now, the first three quarters, there were a lot of doubts. But Brady got the ball, and you go, they're going to win this. It's like Patrick Mahomes against the Titans. You just go, all right, now the game's on the line. Yeah, now you're giving it to Patrick Mahomes. They're going to win this game. But Tom Brady doing what Tom Brady does, that's the 55th game-winning drive in his career and the first player in NFL history to throw for over 100,000 yards. Here's Brady after the big win over the Rams.
That was awesome. That was awesome.
Okay. But that's after a win. He might have been able to say that, use that expression after the last couple of weeks that he's had. But a big win for them. And, you know, you start to look around. What we saw in September is not what is real in November. Sometimes you'll go, boy, that team's supposed to be a lot better. Wait, that team's a lot worse than I thought. That's what happens. You get to November, now it starts to be real. You start to look and you go, now you might not be all in on the Vikings. I get that. But some of the other teams, you go, okay, like Seattle feels like they're here for the long haul. The Giants feel like they're here for the long haul. The Jets.
That was nutty, though.
Yeah, but they still won. You have to win those games. You don't get style points. In college football, you get style points. In the NFL, it's just win. It's just, here's the math, do it, win, move on. College, we're like, you beat them in September on the road and they had a backup quarterback. Nah, we're going to ding you for that. But when it comes to the NFL, it feels like what you're seeing now is what is going to play out for the rest of the season. 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle @DPShow. Say good morning if you're watching on Peacock. Thank you. That's our streaming partner. You can see how the sausage is made behind the scenes with 11 cameras here capturing everything in its full glory. Seton O'Connor, by the
yes.
way, poll question today is going to be...
Yeah, we got a few. Dan, as you know, we on Mondays we do best and worst of the weekend.
Yeah.
So we could start off with, now this is biggest win of the weekend. We could also go with biggest winner of the weekend.
Okay.
All right. So where would you like to start? Biggest win or biggest winner?
I'm going to throw biggest winner. Yes, Paul.
I got to throw him right out there real fast. Brian Kelly of LSU. If you look at what was said about him a month and a half ago when they lost to Florida State, and people were bailing on him, making fun of him. It got a lot quieter making fun of Brian Kelly these days.
Nobody's making fun of his accent today, and we thought maybe come up with a Cajun accent now.
Well, the show just started.
Oh.
I mean, give it some time. The show just started.
Okay.
I was fully planning on making some type of reference about how he hasn't won all of his games yet. I do believe.
Going for two, big stones.
I loved it.
That's a great call,
going for two.
That was awesome. I was like, hell yeah, dude, let's go.
But I liked his philosophy. Here is Brian Kelly, the LSU head coach, going for two.
Before the game started, if you asked me, hey, I'm going to give you one play, and if you're successful on that one play, you beat Alabama, I would have taken that 100 times out of 100. And so at that moment, it kind of hit me that way. And I knew we had a really good play that we hadn't used and they hadn't seen. And when you get five out on the perimeter, you know, you truly have a threat. And so I felt really good about the play, and it was well executed, and that was the thought behind it.
I would have started out with his normal accent, and then as you got closer to the very end, then you start to lay it on a little thicker.
The perimeter.
Yeah, when you get five on the perimeter, it's a play they haven't seen before. But I would have started with just my normal accent.
After that win, he can go Australian accent.
Yeah,
he can do whatever else.
God's a crikey.
I'm going for two. Whatever. They don't care. You see that field? That's great.
This program is brought to you by Discover. We could talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards. We could talk about how with Discover you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. You can learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. What other poll question do we have there today?
Well, Steve, we still have the rest of that poll question,
okay.
Dan. Let's slow down, okay?
Okay, all right.
Three-hour show.
Okay.
you've got the flip side of Brian Kelly. Marcus Freeman, that's a hell of a big win for him. Notre Dame.
But he does it when Brian Kelly has a bigger win. And so Marcus Freeman and Notre Dame beating Clemson, that's a big deal. I think Clemson is who we thought they were. And this is where Dabo Sweeney's probably got to make a decision that he made when he had Trevor Lawrence and Kelly Bryant. And Kelly Bryant was a good quarterback, but he basically said the guy behind you should be in front of you, and he's a difference maker. He's once in a lifetime. He doesn't have a Trevor Lawrence, but I think the backup quarterback is a true freshman, and DJ Uiagalelei is not doing well.
Not the guy.
He'll be at Memphis next year, probably, or something.
But might be time to make a move there. Yes, Heaton.
What about Georgia? That's a big win.
Yeah, you know what? The score's deceiving there because I'm watching, and Georgia was great in the first half. Then it started raining, and then it was kind of sloppy. But that's a deceptive point spread, the margin there, because it felt like Georgia was a far better team than Tennessee.
Yeah, and it's not the same kind of win that Brian Kelly had or, you know, Notre Dame. It's a different type of win and, like, cementing themselves as number one. Like,
yeah,
we are the best team.
Yeah, Paul.
Yeah, you're right. Like Tennessee, if that would have been like 35-3, then they're in real trouble long term. But it felt close enough where you don't ding them as bad as it could have been.
We'll get some phone calls coming up. By the way, we say good morning to our radio affiliates around the country, numbering nearly 400 with iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio. Yes, Eden.
Biggest winner, Dan. We can stick with that. We could jump over to the NFL and throw a few of those dudes
okay,
in there.
Okay.
Now, this person has the unique position of losing their game this weekend, but still being the biggest winner. Do you want to guess who that is? You can guess by that little fella's reaction.
Paulie's dancing.
Justin Fields, come on down. What a was that a win for him?
Counts as a win.
People are saying he has arrived, I think is the headline. Justin Fields has arrived.
I don't want my quarterback to put up nearly 200 yards rushing. I just don't. Now, you know, if he's the quarterback at Army, then yeah, I love that. I don't want my NFL quarterback to be a great runner. I would like for him to be a great quarterback who also runs. You know, like Josh Allen, although he didn't show yesterday against the Jets, but being a great runner, but also being a great quarterback. Steve Young, great runner, great quarterback. Michael Vick had moments where he was obviously great runner and a very good quarterback. Randall Cunningham. Justin Fields, I still don't know. I think he has the ability, but he might just be a tailback playing quarterback here. And maybe you gear your offense like the Ravens did with Lamar Jackson. But if you do it, he keeps you in games. But I just don't know how sustainable that is. Yeah, Paul.
As a Bears fan, though, you got to look at the history. You want a quarterback who's great at anything, like a great friend, a great woodworker. You know, we got running. That's half the battle.
Great drinker.
Great
Jim
drinker.
McMahon.
You know, good at tax attorney, whatever.
Justin Fields, the first player with 3+ touchdown passes and over 150 rushing yards in a game in NFL history. And the 178, the most rushing yards by a quarterback in a regular season game in NFL history. By the way, Miami won the game. But yeah, and Tua looked great. I mean, he had one really bad pass, but those receivers, Tyreek Hill, Jalen Waddle, that is a force to be reckoned with. Anybody? How about Robert Saleh on the poll?
Bob?
Yeah, Bobby Saleh.
Okay.
The Jets.
He's not getting the headlines as much. Like Geno Smith is getting a lot of headlines. He's a big winner this weekend.
Here's the Jets head coach on picking up the win against Buffalo.
I know a lot of people are going to be surprised, right? I don't think there's a person surprised in the locker room. It's a hard-fought game. It's a damn good football team, a well-coached football team over there. Buffalo, obviously, they've got championship aspirations. But I don't think there's a guy in that locker room that didn't think we couldn't win.
All right. Josh Allen didn't play well, and he was the first to admit it. Didn't play well. And then I'm watching the Packers against the Lions, and I'm going, come on, let's go. Let's go. No, no, no.
You're previewing, actually, our Hour 2 poll question, biggest loser this weekend. Not to give it away.
Okay. And I never know with Aaron Rodgers. His body language, it feels like somebody always made a mistake, not him. Whenever he throws an interception or somebody goes the wrong way, and granted, you know, receivers have dropped passes this year. I don't think – can we check and see if the Buccaneers have had more drop passes than any other team? It was incredible yesterday. I'm going, Mike Evans – come on, wake up. Who are you guys? And then watching Aaron Rodgers, I thought, wow. That's one of those where you go, okay, it wasn't pretty, but you got to win those games. Like, what happened? You know, the Chiefs didn't have a pretty game, but they won the game. That's the difference. At this stage of the season, you may have some, you know, the Chargers. Ugly win, but a win. Tampa Bay, ugly win, but a win. That's all you want. The Vikings, ugly win, but a win.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow,
you
know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX, now playing and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Ross Tucker, CBS Westwood One color analyst and the former NFL offensive lineman, has a podcast called Even Money, a betting podcast. Are you any good at gambling or giving gambling advice?
You know what, Dan? I actually am pretty decent at it. I've been doing it now for 7 or 8 years. Thank goodness that I started this. It's funny because I started the Ross Tucker football podcast like 10 years ago. And then all my buddies, all they did was talk about fantasy football. So I started a Fantasy Feast podcast. And then several of them, all they did was talk about betting. I don't know where they were doing it or whether or not it was legal when they were doing that. But I started the Even Money betting podcast. And of course, that's like the most popular one now. And I do pretty well. Yeah. Now my co-host, Steve Fezzik, is a professional bettor in Vegas. He's the two-time winner of the super contest. So he typically does better than me, but we're both very much in the black over the years. I'm having a better year than him so far this year, though.
How aware of the point spread were you when you played?
Not very. Like, almost not at all. And to the point where the only time I ever thought about it was when maybe a coach brought it up as disrespectful. Although I will say this, Dan, I don't know why, but when I was a freshman at Princeton, okay, 97, they had betting lines for the Ivy League game. I don't know if they still do or not, So my first game, we're playing at Cornell, and I'm on the punt team and the field goal team. And that week, my dad calls me up, and he says, hey, Ross, if I give you the signal, let your guy block the punt. And I was like, what? And so he told me, he was joking, obviously, but he told me what the spread was for the game.
No,
and I guess
no,
a lot of the Wall Street guys or whatever bet on Ivy League.
Yeah.
So, but it is crazy, Dan. I'm 18 years. I just turned 18 in March. Just had my prom. It's like August or September. It is wild at the time to think about, like, wait a minute. There are people wagering money on whether or not I block. I've never even been on the punt team before. Whether or not I block this guy on punt. Like, there's people that determines their money. It was actually made me think a lot back in 1997. Kind of wild.
Seton, give Ross the poll question from hour one and see how he'd respond.
Biggest winner this weekend. Your options are Brian Kelly, Robert Saleh, Georgia football, Justin Fields, Marcus Freeman, or Geno Smith. Biggest winner this
weekend. Or if you want to add to that list.
Yeah. I think the first two that jumped out to me, I think it's Brian Kelly and Marcus Freeman. You know, college football is so interesting where it's like you really need that signature win, especially at home. And people, you know, can sustain that for a year or two just based on that. So Brian Kelly getting a win over Alabama in his first year is gigantic. They never beat Alabama, only the one Joe Burrow year. And then for Freeman, they've had some bad losses. I mean, you lose to Marshall. Yeah. You lose to Stanford. He needed that in the worst way for Notre Dame fans to feel better about him as a head coach. I feel like as a player, you know, Justin Fields is obviously ascending. Geno Smith's one of the most incredible stories of the year, and I absolutely love it. But players, I feel like, are almost a little bit more on a week-to-week, and it's not as much of a signature win as it is for a college coach. I mean, those guys will both be at their respective schools for like two more years now at a minimum. I know it's their first year, but two more years at a minimum just because the fan – remember when he beat Clemson, though? Remember when he beat Alabama? That's the way college football rolls.
Now, the poll question for hour two, Sue.
The flip side of that, with the all due respect option, biggest loser this weekend – the Raiders, Nick Saban, Aaron Rodgers, the city of Philadelphia, Cliff Kingsbury, or the Rams?
I think it's Aaron Rodgers, actually. I think it's Aaron Rodgers. That was the worst football game I've ever seen him play. I actually asked on Twitter, at Ross Tucker NFL, if there's a worse game. He never throws like red zone or end zone interceptions. He had three. And all three were 1,000% his fault. All three were terrible throws. He even missed an open receiver on a deep post where he threw the ball late and it got batted down. So worst I've seen him play. They're 3-6. They're not going to the playoffs. This is probably his last year in Green Bay. This is how it will end for him, which isn't well. Rashawn Gary's done for the year. If I talk to David Bakhtiari, who's out of the game again with his knee, I would tell him if he was my brother, I would tell him never play football again. It's a mess right now in Green Bay, and it's going to end up ending, it feels like, really, really poorly for him there.
Here's a number for you. In 2020 and 2021, Aaron Rodgers had 377 pass attempts against NFC North teams. Zero interceptions. In the first 36 minutes of the game on Sunday, 23 pass attempts, 3 interceptions against the Lions. That's amazing. Amazing.
That's a crazy stat. You know, I don't have that much sympathy for his situation, Dan, because he wasn't there all offseason, right? Like, now, I don't know what happened with Devontae Adams. Evidently, he and Derek Carr are good friends. Do I think Devontae Adams would have left Green Bay if Tom Brady was the quarterback of the Packers? No, I don't think he would have. I think Devontae Adams would probably still be in Green Bay. But that's neither here nor there. Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, but do you think he left because of Rodgers, or do you think he left because of his friendship with Derek Carr?
I think he left because of his friendship with Derek Carr. I think his relationship with the Packers and or Rodgers wasn't enough to be able to sway or compel him to stay. Like, I feel this is just my perception, right, Dan? I think Rodgers and Devontae Adams probably had a conversation, and Devontae said, look, I grew up a Raiders fan. You know, Green Bay's messing with me with the money. I want to go out.
Yeah, but didn't they offer him more money than the Raiders did?
Eventually. Okay. At the end.
All right.
But I think it had gone a bad way when they had kind of lowballed him earlier. But and this is just a perception. I have no inside information, but I feel like Rodgers would probably be like, you know what, man, I get it. You know, best of luck to you. Whereas having played with Brady, I feel like Brady, Dan, would have been like, the hell you are. No, you're not. And like convince Devontae to stay and put the full court press on and make it unacceptable for him to leave. I just feel like they have very different personalities.
He's Ross Tucker, CBS Westwood One color analyst, host of the Ross Tucker Football Podcast. Give me the teams that are done that might surprise people that you think. Well, you mentioned Green Bay. Green Bay's not making the playoffs, right? They got Dallas coming to town next weekend. See, if they beat Dallas, then all of a sudden, hey, 4-6, you're not going to win the division because of the Vikings. But the NFC is kind of like top heavy. But so Green Bay's not making the playoffs according to you, right?
Yeah, I think they're done.
All right.
And I know people say, well, how are you going to get seven teams? Well, right now, it looks like there's three teams from the NFC East and with the way they're playing. And then I think the NFC West gets two. I think, you know, the Niners, the way they played their last game out, I'd be surprised if they don't get 9 or 10 wins.
Do you think the Rams?
I don't think the Packers are making the playoffs.
Are the Rams making the playoffs?
No, I think they're done as well. Yeah, I think they're, you know, Dan, if the Bucs had lost yesterday, I think they still could have won the NFC South potentially. Mm-hmm. But the Rams losing, the way in which they lost, now they're looking way up at both the Seahawks and the Niners. It's kind of crazy because I think the Rams and the Packers are both as close to done as you can be in whatever we are, just finishing up week 9.
Raiders are done.
Yeah, and Dan, look, I'm not here to kill Josh McDaniels at all. But I don't understand why they ever got rid of Bisaccia. I mean, it was his only sample size as a head coach. It was after the Henry Ruggs incident. It was after all the Gruden emails. He gets the job midway through. They win all those close games. They get to the playoffs. Even in the playoff game, Derek Carr's on the goal line against the Bengals. They almost won that. They almost beat the Bengals, who went to the Super Bowl. I guess I don't understand the logic, Dan. If you're Mark Davis, maybe Bisaccia is not the guy. Maybe you give him a 3-year deal, and if it goes poorly, you fire him after one. But the only sample size for Bisaccia as a head coach in the NFL was really, really good. The only sample size we had for McDaniels as a head coach in the NFL in Denver was terrible. So the idea to just get rid of Mayock and Bisaccia and bring in McDaniels, I don't know who got that in Mark Davis's head or if it wasn't his head, but it's been a disaster. I mean, the Raiders season has been an absolute 3 games. You're up by 17 points or more and you lose.
Yeah.
On some level, that's coaching.
Yeah, I just wonder, you know, Denver, a lot of people like them as a dark horse to be a Super Bowl contender. Certainly playoffs, they seem to be done. Anybody else that you would throw in the mix that,
well, Pittsburgh, Cardinals? Obviously, but I think we already know that
Cardinals,
the Chargers have the, not only do the Chargers play the same game every week, Dan, they have the same season every season.
I know.
Can you imagine the Chargers are like watching that pretty decent, but not great movie over and over and over again.
Yeah. Like Sex in the City, the movie. It's not any good, but people still watch it over. Not that I do, but people. Have you watched Sex and the City, the movie?
I have not watched Sex and the City, the movie, I don't think, but I watched the show a decent amount because when my wife and I were dating, she was living in New York, you know, 2001 to 2006. I was Washington, Dallas, Buffalo, and that was like the hot show at the time. I liked the brunette. What's her name? Kristen Davis?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that was, yeah, that would have been like, if you're asking me which one of the, I was about to call them the housewives that I would have picked, that would have been my, that was the one I like. I liked her segments, although I liked the attitude of the blonde one. I liked the mentality of the older blonde one.
Kim Cattrall?
Yes, I liked her mentality, but I liked the brunette in terms of appearance. Sarah Jessica Parker never did that much for me either way. She was always like pondering stuff and, oh, I don't know what to do. Should I go with Mr. Big or like the the dude with the hair? Wasn't into that at all. Wasn't into Sarah Jessica Parker.
I didn't.
I have not thought of that show for 1 second in 15 years. This is why next year you're winning the award. I know you're in the Hall of Fame now. But this is why next year you guys are winning the Emmy. You need to submit the last 3 minutes. We're getting it this year. The heck with Good Morning Football. They can't hold a candle to those last 3 minutes.
I met some guy over the weekend, and he said, you know why you don't win the sports Emmy? And I go, no. He goes, well, you don't talk sports. And I said, oh, okay. And he goes, I mean that as a compliment, that you know, to win the sports Emmy, you got to talk sports. And I thought, oh, okay, what a novel approach here. Oh, I just lost
hey,
the sports
whatever
Emmy.
Whatever you're doing, man, whatever you're doing it right. Every time I'm in an airport, at least one person will say to me, I'm a big fan. And I'll always be like, oh, is it my podcast? Is it me on calling the games for CBS or what? They're like, no, no, Dan Patrick Show.
Yeah.
I'm like, my guest segment or like the three times a year I fill in? Yeah, that's it. I'm like, okay, cool. I'll take it.
Who labeled you the meathead James Vanderbeek? Was that one of my listeners?
Or Paulie, I think. Either one of the listeners or Paulie.
I don't think Paulie would say something like that.
I wish I could take credit for that. Yeah. It was definitely a caller.
So meathead James Vanderbeek.
Which, by the way, it's so funny, Dan, when people call me a meathead, I think they want me to be, like, offended. Like, as long as you say Ivy League meathead, I'm fine with that. You know, I went to the best school in the country, but I appreciate the finer things in life. Beer, food, you know, talking about football.
Sarah Jessica
Parker.
Punching
somebody every once in a while. What's wrong with that?
Sex in the City. Yeah, all.
Sex in the City, Kristen Davis with Cattrall's mentality and mindset. Exactly.
It's always good to talk to you, man. Oh, you got
always, man. I look forward to it.
You got Maction tomorrow night, don't you?
Tomorrow night, my third game in the last 6 days. I did Texans Eagles Thursday night for Westwood. I did San Diego State UNLV Saturday night. And tomorrow night, Dan, I want everyone to take their duty to the country seriously tomorrow on election day and watch Eastern Michigan at Akron, 7 p.m. on CBS Sports Network.
Okay.
That's their duty. That's the joke. Forget going to the polls. Make sure you watch. Don't be watching because they don't know who wins until like midnight anyway.
Yeah.
7 to 10:30 Eastern Michigan, Akron. Maction's hilarious. It's amazing. I love it.
That's Tuesday night. And you know what? They did a great job marketing that you get a standalone game and people will watch. If this game was over the weekend, you wouldn't get any audience, but
Dan, you would be amazed how many tweets and how many text messages I will get tomorrow night. I'll get text messages from like NFL head coaches or GMs just because they get home or they have it on in the background. It's genius, which by the way, Dan, my idea, okay, somebody needs to play a Saturday morning 10 a.m. game. I've told Paulie and the Danettes this.
Mm-hmm.
Saturday, you know, maybe it's the Ivy League. Maybe it's like the CAA, UNH and Delaware and Richmond and whatever. If there's a game Saturday morning, people would watch it.
Hey, by the way, I had my source who told me this over the weekend. San Diego State getting ready to join the Pac-12.
That is a rumor. Yes, that is a rumor.
Well, I was told that it was going to happen.
Me.
They would probably make the announcement this week, but
That would not surprise me. You know, Dan, after the Padres, they're the second biggest thing in town. They got a brand new stadium. San Diego is an awesome city. They have the stadium. Marshall Faulk was there. It's right where Qualcomm was. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you're the Pac-12 and you're looking to add, San Diego State's a pretty obvious add.
Safe travels. Always great to talk to you. Thank you, Ross.
Absolutely. See you, Dan.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler, TJ Hushmanzada, and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for time tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces. Like, there was the hat. There was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the... I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX, now playing and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Did you ever play the over-under game with your friends? You know, think I can eat that slice of pizza in under 30 seconds? Or I don't know. Take over a minute to down a 2-liter. Well, if you have, then you're going to love Pick Six. It's the new fantasy game from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Here's how you play it during the playoffs. Pick between 2 and 6 players and choose if they will have more or less of a stat, rebounds, points, assists, and more. Also, you track your picks, play against others for a shot to win at some big cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now. Use the promo code DPSHOW for a chance to win huge cash prizes. That's code DPSHOW. Only on DraftKings Pick 6. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Paul Feinbaum, ESPN radio host, the Paul Feinbaum Show, the voice of the SEC. Always great to have you back, Paul. Thanks for making time. How bad a loss was that for Tennessee, big picture-wise?
It wasn't cataclysmic, Dan, because if Tennessee can get some help, and they've already gotten a lot with Clemson losing, they could be back in this thing pretty quickly. What they need, quite frankly, is TCU to lose, which I think a lot of people think is very possible. And then it becomes a beauty contest. Is it Tennessee? Is it Oregon coming out of the West? And you know, Tennessee has a very impressive win right now that we didn't think was all that impressive when they went down to Baton Rouge a couple weeks ago and destroyed LSU. That's going to help them a lot.
And the LSU-Alabama, it's a gutsy call there. I don't know how good Alabama is, and I know you've said this before. Like, we're seeing Nick Saban get out-coached. That's strong to say for the greatest coach of all time, but why do you believe that?
I believe it because I've seen four games this year that have come down to the wire. Saban's team has won two and lost two. In every one, it was the feeling of me, which is what you're asking here, that the other guy did a better job. He's been pretty much a double-digit favorite in all these games. Steve Sarkisian, going back to the Texas game, had a masterful plan. So did Jimbo Fisher. Came down to about a two-yard play at the end that Alabama stopped them, and then Heupel really wiped the floors with Saban up in Knoxville a couple weeks ago. And Brian Kelly outmaneuvered him as well. And Dan, we both know this is subjective, but I think we grade Saban on a Mount Rushmore type scale. Even when it's a close call, he's going to get the tie. Well, he's getting the loss right now.
And you go back to that loss to Florida State by LSU, and people were crushing Brian Kelly and his accent when he, appeared at the basketball game. He can have a Cajun accent today. It doesn't matter. It feels like LSU. He wouldn't beat Alabama if he was at Notre Dame. Being at LSU gives him the chance to beat Alabama.
Well, Dan, he has said repeatedly that he left Notre Dame so he could beat Nick Saban. He took care of that in one shot. And and you understand this because you're deep into college football. But to LSU, Nick Saban is everything. He used to coach there. He won a national championship there in 2003. And that's the first time in that stadium in Death Valley that LSU has won since 2010. That was just at the onset of Les Miles' run. Remember him?
Oh, yeah.
And it's really significant. And, you know, Brian Kelly got a lot of hate. And not only were people making fun of him because of his accent, Notre Dame people just trashed him, as you know. And it's you walk away from something like that and you think you have something better in Marcus Freeman. And maybe Marcus Freeman can lead them to a national championship. He had a pretty significant win Saturday night. But Kelly didn't care. At 61, he said, you know what, I'll go make $10 million and get to eat the best Cajun food in the world.
You got a situation with Clemson. It's not the same as when they had Kelly Bryant. And then, you know, you're going to bring in Trevor Lawrence because you got a, you know, generational talent. It doesn't feel like DJ is that starting quarterback there, but I don't know if the freshman behind him he's not a generational talent, but I wonder if that's what's holding Clemson back.
I think a lot of things are holding Clemson back. And again, they could end up the season 11 or 12 and 1. And some people would look back at this conversation and think I'm crazy. They know you are.
Yeah.
But you know, Clemson plays in a league that doesn't generate a lot of buzz anymore. So it comes down to usually a one or two game seasons, and they lost, and they lost badly. And I think Dabo Sweeney has been hurt badly by the way he's handled coordinators. He's lost two really good coordinators to other schools. One got fired yesterday, so he may be back soon. And he lost Brent Venables, who was a generational defensive coordinator to go to Oklahoma. Not sure that was a good idea either. And he gave guys raises. He upped them. He hired from within internally. So I think that was a questionable call, but that's Dabo Sweeney. And the problem at Clemson, when they don't make the playoffs, it's like Alabama. It's considered a disastrous season. And I think tomorrow night when and I know you're waiting eagerly for both the election results and the CFP reveal, but this will be the first time, I think, in the history of the CFP since 2014 that you don't have Alabama or Clemson in there.
More likely to make the playoffs, TCU or Oregon?
I think it's TCU, if you know, because I think that they can, let me use the cliche of the year, control their own destiny. Because if TCU wins the Big 12, and even with one loss, they might have an argument. Oregon's problem is a 46-point loss to Georgia. And I know, and the idea that Bo Nix said, well, I think we'd have a much better game against them now, is an understatement. Of course they would. That was Dan Lanning's first game. But, you know, think about Georgia. Georgia have probably the two best wins in the country this year, against Oregon and against Tennessee Saturday. So I think Oregon has to hope for a lot of things, and hoping that I don't think they can outdo Tennessee, even though you'll hear the nonsensical chairman of the committee talk on Tuesday night that we value the that extra value point to the conference championship. I don't think winning even this year, when the Pac-12 is a little bit better, winning that league is going to help them enough.
Could Ohio State and Michigan both make the playoffs?
Yeah, probably more likely if Michigan wins, because Ohio State does at least have a non-conference schedule. Michigan doesn't. Although I was all in on Ohio State, Dan. You're going to have to help me, being a Big Ten expert, and I'm not. But some of my friends are starting to warn me off picking Ohio State in that game. Michigan is holding up quite well.
Well, I think when you saw the Northwestern game and you're like, okay, I know the weather was not great, I just know Ohio State has great players and Northwestern doesn't have great players. So the weather was the same for both teams. It didn't rain when Ohio State was playing offense there. That was a little bit surprising. Paul Feinbaum, the ESPN radio host, the possibility of San Diego State joining the Pac-12. What do you think? How do you see the reshaping of the Pac-12 if it is true that USC and UCLA are going to leave?
Yeah, and I don't think we're done yet either. You know, there's a lot of bad blood between the Big 12 and the Pac-12. Not that that's really going to make anyone care, but I'm not sure the Big 12 is done yet. I think they're going to still make a run at some of those Pac-12 schools, and I don't think the Big 10 is done yet either, Dan. And I know you're always putting out nuggets, so I hate to even go down into your neighborhood here, but I feel like they're just letting the dust settle, and I still think they've got their eyes on some perhaps more Pac-12 schools.
Yeah, I wonder what Oregon does.
Yeah, I mean, you look at Oregon and Washington. They're natural geographical fit to the Big Ten now. I mean, I think right now none of that matters. I mean, we used to talk 10, 15 years ago, TV footprint, that doesn't matter in the streaming world. And I think Amazon remains a major player here to help supplement the Big Ten. I frankly think the Big Ten will perhaps go after Oregon and Washington before they're done.
But I wonder, if you're Oregon, why not stay in the Pac-12 if you run the schedule there, an easier route to play in the playoffs? Now, once we expand to 12, that's a little different, but with only four, I would want to stay there. I guess bigger picture, you know, you would go where you could make more money, and you're going to get a playoff spot if there's 12.
But Dan, we are going to a 12 sometime, as soon as this committee of geniuses, you know, stops talking about how difficult it is. It could come as early as 24. I think it will come no later than 25. So all these moves will supersede that. So I think everyone is just getting set up, because once we have a 12-team playoff, you can play a Big Ten schedule, an SEC schedule. It doesn't really matter. You can lose two or three games, and you're still factored into the equation.
Is North Carolina as good as their uniforms look?
The quarterback is. I don't think they are. And again, I'm really happy for Mac Brown. I mean, because we were all writing him off last year, saying he was too old, he was 70 years old, but he has come back with a really nice season here. Unfortunately, he'll play in an ACC championship game that will be about as off-Broadway as you can get against Clemson. But it's still North Carolina, and they have great uniforms in basketball and football.
And Drake May, from what I'm told by a source, said teams will tank for Drake May when he becomes eligible. He's that good.
I think he is. And you think about it, he's getting the most out of this season while going back to Alabama for a second. I really feel like Bryce Young has wasted an incredible year. I mean, Bryce Young had a play in the LSU game that would have been a Heisman moment if his defense could stop anyone. But he had the same plays in the Tennessee game. I mean, he is playing as good as he did last year, including the sprained shoulder, but yeah, we're already writing him off because of he's got a leaky defense.
Always great to talk to you. Which fan base do you think will be the angriest or saddest today on your show?
I'm betting everything on Alabama fans today. There's nothing like a meltdown after the first Alabama loss, but the second Alabama loss, it's as close to Armageddon as you can get.
That's good. Thank you, Paul. Always great to talk to you.
Thank you, Dan.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, Drew Scott here. And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff. Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.